New legislation passed this session aims to help more young people who have aged out of the foster system connect with Medicaid coverage through the age of 26. Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media's Jill Sheridan reports, a majority of them don't have health insurance.
Nineteen-year-old Catherine Peraza lives on the south side of Indianapolis. She's drying off her three-month-old baby, Junior. He just had a bath.
But we also like for him to, like, touch things and, you know, feel different objects. Just a good monster puppy.
Peraza is one of the 71% of female former foster care youth who have children before the age of 21. She was born in El Salvador, but has residency status. She's been a ward of the state since she was 7.
When I became a resident here, I had full coverage. And so, you know, I could go to the dentist and everything, vision. But then all of a sudden when I got pregnant, I found out that I didn't have that coverage anymore.
An estimated 500 youth age out of Indiana's foster care system every year, and many don't know they need to re-enroll for Medicaid, so they're bumped off. And like Peraza, many learn this when they become pregnant. A social worker helped her find a doctor and set up a $5 copay during her prenatal care.
And so that was really good, since I can't afford all that stuff.
Despite having an emergency C-section, mother and baby are healthy. But Peraza says she's still confused about coverage.
And I don't even understand my own insurance. Like, what's going on?
Hoosiers who age out of foster care in Indiana have been having problems connecting with health insurance for years, despite a provision under the Affordable Care Act that establishes coverage for former foster youth between the ages of 18 to 26.
From our research, we found nearly 6 in 10 former foster youth in Indiana didn't receive Medicaid at any point after age 18.
Brent Kent is the CEO of Indiana Connected by 25, a nonprofit that helps young people transition out of foster care and into the community. There are more than 22,000 former foster youth in Indiana. He says many suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and chronic stress can lead to chronic illness.
So they're racking up needless medical debt. It's affecting their ability to keep a job, find stable housing, finish college. And for this population, it's particularly important.
A new law passed this year by Indiana lawmakers aims to close that health care gap. The new law requires the Department of Child Services and the Medicaid office to make sure youth aging out of the system are enrolled until 26, so they won't be bumped off for not re-enrolling. Todd Lloyd is a senior associate with the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative. He's working on this issue on a national level. He says Indiana is actually ahead of the curve.
There are very few states that have made such significant strides.
Lloyd says continued coverage for young adults is one of the most popular parts of health reform.
Widespread appeal, right, among families that their children are able to be covered under their parents' coverage until age 26. But perhaps the greatest challenge these young people are facing as they leave foster care is that they don't have family to rely on.
Former foster care youth Catherine Peraza is taking courses at IUPUI, and she has aspirations to become involved in the healthcare field. She had a chance meeting with a nurse at the restaurant where she works recently.
We had just, I don't know, we got into a conversation, and she told me she was a nurse. I was like, really? I'm a nurse. I'm wanting to go to school to be a nurse. She's like, really? I was like, yes.
She hopes this new law will help her better connect with services so she can focus on her future with one less worry.
You know, like, I'm positive. I'm okay right now. Like, I'm calm because when I talked to the lady, she had said she didn't doubt that he would get insurance and that I had insurance too. But I'd love to understand it.
The law goes into effect July 1st. For Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jill Sheridan.